A very good morning, Catherine. Thanks for having us. So, basically, what we would like to see, through working directly with parents on an ongoing basis, would hear quite often of the difficulty that parents would have in accessing key and fundamental services such as occupational therapy, speech and language, etc., due to waiting lists. So I suppose that the first and foremost most important thing would be to have easier access to those services and reduce waiting lists to access them, so possibly more key professionals offering those services. So that would be the first and foremost most important thing that we would like to see. The other thing that would be important is more key workers to work directly with families in relation to some of the, I suppose, the everyday problems or challenges that families would face, to allow them access to strategies and that vital support and professional intervention that families and people with autism need. So that would be, you know, initially some of the key things that we would believe would be important.
Do you feel that this €2 million funding pot will go far enough? And I know that you locally have these, I suppose, things on your wish list to progress and so on. Whenever that €2 million is distributed nationally right across the country, do you feel that it will go far enough?
It's I suppose when it's distributed, you know, at local level, it probably won't. But it's a very good start, you know, in implementing what, just having read what it is that they're actually looking to achieve. It's certainly a very good start. It probably won't, at local level, fulfill all of the ambitions, but certainly will make a good start, you know.